You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report, couple of tornadoes touched down in Yuma County in eastern Colorado yesterday. Did you see those pictures of the hail?
Yeah, it was insane last night.
More than 5 inches across is what they're reporting near Adalia. And if that size is confirmed, it would be the largest hailstone ever recorded in Colorado.
That's scary stuff. That could kill you if you get hit by that, for sure.
No kidding. Was that like softball size or whatever?
It will kill you. Yeah, I was watching Mr. Mike Nelson last night sending out all the warnings out there to Yuma. So, yeah. God, I hope everybody's okay.
What else is going on? Somebody in Florida. Florida is holding the winning ticket for the $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot. The largest prize in that game's history. Lives have just changed in one household in Florida.
If they manage it correctly, generations of lives will be changed.
No
for sure.
Kidding.
Man.
Multiple.
Yep.
In fact, if you do manage it properly, nobody in your line for the next several hundred years should ever have to work.
It's so true.
If managed properly.
That's right.
God.
Somebody will screw it up, though, and get a bunch of hookers and blow.
That's exactly right. And get taken in by some investment scheme.
Right, yeah.
Ponzi scheme or whatever. Hey, today is National Book Lovers Day. I love books.
Hey.
Jeremy loves books. We love
books.
Great. What are you reading right now?
I'm free. I'm open right now, actually. What should I read?
I have Dom's Book Club on my website. You ought to read, for you, the one called The Power of Habit. It's this month's nonfiction. And since you're all about routine and habit, this might really resonate with you.
I think I've read that one, but I can read it again. All right.
Anyway, National Book Lovers Day. Jeremy will have a story here in a moment about his girlfriend who's putting out a book. Unless you want to drop it in right now.
Nah, we can wait.
Megan, no, drop it in now.
We'll
it's Megan, right?
Well, I got to scroll down now. You're throwing
you can scroll.
You're throwing off my system.
I know.
Here.
I try to knock you out of your comfort zone every once in a while.
Megan Fox, yes, my girlfriend, announced that she's releasing her first poetry book November 7th. It's called Pretty Boys Are Poisonous, Dom. She is saying that she has spent her entire life keeping the secrets of men and carrying the weight of their sins. She's writing this to get rid of the, quote, illness that has taken root in me because of my silence. Dun, huh. Dun, dun.
Are you going to buy it?
Probably not. There's 70 heartbreaking and dark poems that will show her wicked humor, apparently. So,
dark
good for her.
Poems,
I'm
huh?
so excited for her. She's the best.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
She's my favorite. Not to marry.
It,
I wouldn't marry. You know that game, marry, F, kill?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be one of those.
Mm-hmm. She'd be in the middle. That's fine.
That's fine.
Think she'd feel that way about you?
That's a fun game. She'd want to marry me, probably.
I don't know, man. She might spend some time with you, and you would be a definite kill.
Oh, man.
Do you watch shows with subtitles? Do you ever come around to subtitles, or do you not like
no,
them?
No, we have attempted it yet again because we started the final season of Ted Lasso, and Keeley in there, you can't understand Keeley. You can't understand her, but we were so distracted by the subtitles, we turned them back off.
Well, that's funny. There's a story that mentions how some people say they are distracted by them, and I get that.
Yeah.
I am a subtitles all the time person now, and there's a survey that's out, and they found that 2/3 of Americans do turn on the TV subtitles at least occasionally, at least sometimes. That's 2 out of 3.
Hmm.
And then there's 13%, including me, that always have them on. And they say it's because of enhanced comprehension. And I totally, I watch so many British drama / detective shows that I need it to understand exactly what they're saying.
Because it's the accents are so thick.
But I've just gotten hooked on it now. Anything. I was watching an episode of Black Mirror. Do you ever watch Black Mirror? Is that too
freaky? I don't have that
for you?
Streaming service.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You ditched that one, didn't you? Did you ever watch it in the past?
I didn't.
Anyway, I was watching another Black Mirror. What a wild show. I love that show. And that's all Americans, and I still had captions on.
That's so distracting.
Anyway, yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
I feel like you miss what's going on the screen because you're sitting there reading. But
I don't know. You figure out how to do both. I don't miss anything.
All right.
You guys, it's just a, I guess you have to, it's a learned trait to be able to watch and
up, down,
read.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, you're all about the home improvement shows. You like your Chip and Joanna, right?
I do.
Well, you know, the funny thing, I have to interject here. Maybe we'll talk about this more later, but it's funny that if you go to a doctor's office, and you know how many sit in the waiting room at a doctor's office, they always have a TV on and blaring. I always want to say, can you just turn that down? I mean, what if some of us want to read? But they always have blaring TVs in doctors' and dentists' offices.
Huh.
But I found that over the last 5 years or so, they're all putting on these home improvement shows. That's what's in waiting rooms.
Okay.
So, anyway, there's a funny story that's out right now that says you really need to stop watching these shows, Jeremy, because they've got a couple of problems. Well, they have multiple problems, but one of them is that they make you feel like you can transform your whole house like dirt cheap. That, oh, I can knock that out. It won't be very expensive at all.
Dirt cheap, and then like 3 days, you can do like a complete kitchen remodel. Right.
Right. Right. Like, and you've priced out getting your bathroom done. Was it dirt cheap?
No, just for the shower, it was $14,000.
There you
go. Just for the shower.
The other negative with these shows, they say, psychologically, you should stop watching them because suddenly you start thinking your house is a bunch of crap.
Oh, I can see
You see them
that.
Doing this work and you're like, oh, my house sucks.
My kitchen is ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, they make you feel bad about yourself and your life and your family. Aww.
Right. And so they're like, home improvement shows actually bring you down. And then they throw in a bunch of other stuff that I think is probably true. They say it also reinforces outdated gender stereotypes. It's always the goofy male contractor.
There's Chip, and then his wife, swoops in to save the day.
And then the wife stands there and rolls her eyes. It's the same gender stereotype.
That's funny. Yeah, it's true.
And
it's so true.
Right. What else is trending?
Well, I've got back-to-back-to-back-to-back Colorado stories here. One of the biggest news stories came out yesterday that one of Colorado's biggest craft breweries has a new owner. Breckenridge Brewery was sold by Anheuser-Busch to a potweed company. They call it a cannabis lifestyle company, though. Tilray Brands, apparently. They acquired Breck Brewery, Shock Top, Blue Point, Tin Barrel, Square Mile, Highball. The list goes on and on. You probably recognize a few of those names. All-cash transaction.
All cash. Well, that's a lot of pot, man.
All-cash transaction.
Should I not like Shock Top? Because I kind of like that one.
I like Shock Top. I'm a big Breck Brewery fan. I love a lot of their beers. Their Avalanche, Amber, and they have a strawberry beer that's pretty good. So anyway, this is going to launch Tilray to the fifth largest craft beer business position in the United States. So this is a big deal for them. So that's pretty darn cool.
Speaking of beer, I was writing a piece this morning about this survey of the most popular beers in America, and it reinforced what you and I were talking about just the other day. Remember how I said I hate IPAs, and you go, I hate IPAs?
Yeah.
And I've always thought that they were like overhyped. Like everyone talks about IPAs. Turns out they're second from the bottom in terms of people's favorite type of beer.
You got to have a definite love for them to keep drinking those. They taste like somebody pooped in your mouth.
Right. Only the porters had worse scores.
Yeah.
So I think that's just one of those makes you feel superior if you order an IPA.
Weird aftertaste. It sits there in the back of your throat. You're like, ugh. Like
by the way, if you were wondering, the most popular type of beer is a lager, followed by a pale ale.
There you go. Two biggies. Right. Hey, I know what Russell Wilson was doing in the offseason, Dom. He was doing the sex. Ciara and Russell Wilson are expecting their third child together. They announced it yesterday, breaking
the
pregnancy
news. Is it their third
news.
Or their fourth?
This is third child together.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's their fourth total.
How about that? Look at you keeping track of their kids.
Hmm.
They released it on Instagram. She was showing off her baby bump silhouette against a giant window overlooking an indoor pool, of course. So that's exciting for them.
Wasn't their house something like $10 or $12 million or $18 million?
It was like one of the most expensive houses in the area or something, if not Colorado. I don't know.
You know what? It got us four wins last year.
Da, 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 da. Bobby Flay is coming to Denver. Do you know who Bobby Flay is, the chef?
Yeah, he's that chef dude.
He's got a place called Bobby's Burgers by Bobby Flay, and he signed some sort of big deal to bring 10 restaurants to Colorado. Some of the food reviewers are saying the food itself is simply extraordinary.
Burgers?
Tasty burgers, crave-worthy milkshakes. Every bite is infused with unique flavors. Tasty sides, Dom.
Come on.
It's a burger.
They're selling burgers, fries, and milkshakes, and we're supposed to lose our mind?
It's a burger. But it's Bobby Flay burgers, man.
Okay, well.
It's exciting.
Speaking of hype.
Do you love Keanu Reeves? Dog Star.
I do like Keanu.
Dog Star is back, Dom. Do you know what Dog Star is?
Oh, is that a movie that
he was
in?
That's his band. He's in a
band. Oh, that's
band.
Right. That's right.
Reunited for the first time in more than two decades. They're hitting the U.S. for a road trip. Road trip! A road tour.
Do you have any audio?
No. I listen to them. I don't like them. They are making three stops, though, in Colorado, which is kind of a big deal. So if you're a John Wick fan, you can go see John Wick. The Marquee Theater, the Fox Theater, and Belly Up in Aspen. All August dates. Look at that. 17th, 18th, 19th. I'll post more info. I think I might have already on our Facebook. If you want to go see Keanu, which I'm kind of, even though I don't like the music, I just kind of want to go see him. Rock out on the guitar.
I know. That would
be kind of cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of neat. And, Dom, do you know who DJ Casper is?
No.
He died. Are you familiar with the cha-cha slide?
To this. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time.
You don't know this?
One hop this time.
One. Oh, my God.
Right foot, two stops.
Probably one of the biggest songs at weddings. And if you're out at the club,
yeah.
If this comes on, you're easily going to get 200 ladies out on the dance floor doing the dance moves to this.
Let's go to work.
You've never heard this? Anyway, DJ Casper sadly has passed away, the creator of the cha-cha slide.
What happened to him?
The cancer. The cancer got him.
Sucks.
Sucks big time, man. Hey, Subway says nearly 10,000 people offered to officially change their names to Subway for free subs for life. Remember we talked about this about a week ago?
Right, and thousands did?
They said only one will be named the winner, and they're going to announce it later this month, so that person is going to have to go off and change their name to Subway.
That's funny.
And this is sad but fitting news, I guess. An Italian cheesemaker passed away on Sunday after being crushed by thousands of wheels of cheese in the aging room of his factory.
Sucks
So that's no good, right? Hey, let's go to clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I'm sorry, I was crying this morning laughing at this video, so I had to post it. A family took their 93-year-old grandma to a wildlife park. It's one of those ones where you can feed the animals from inside your car. She's got the little cup of food, and she is screaming her head off at every animal that sticks its head through the window.
I gotta
just
watch that.
Just screaming and shaking, and the food's going everywhere. Freaking funny. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I like that.